This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Do we have another National Something Day?
No, it's not National Sibling Day. It's not National Children's Day, National Go Outside Day and Get Off Facebook. They should make that one. That's a big one, of National Go Outside Day. I guarantee you that would be trending worldwide. But no, the surprise is the fact that the Baltimore Orioles have got off to their hottest start in the MLB season since the 1970s, and it is quite a sight to behold. Everybody's predicting, well, the starting pitching is going to fall apart. The starting pitching's only allowed like 3 runs in 5 games. Well, then they're going to be striking out and winning like 11-8 or something like that. Nope, they've been winning these games pretty close, and you've got Zach Britton and Darren O'Day doing what they do in the bullpen, and Darren O'Day the other day had a little bit of trouble that he faced, but got out of it. And then Zach Britton just pretty much unstoppable. The guy could be what Jonathan Papelbon was in like the mid-2000s.
Oh, so he'll pick fights with Bryce Harper in the dugout?
Mid-2000s.
Okay, I'm
not
sorry.
Not last year,
sorry.
Jonathan Papelbon.
Sorry.
Pay attention, Josh Hall.
I know. I just wanted to make sure we're talking about that same Jonathan Papelbon.
That it was the Jonathan Papelbon beforehand. Jonathan Papelbon is a much different person now than what he was at the beginning, in at least the middle part of last decade. He had Hideki Okajima, you know, setting up in front of him, so Darren O'Day is Zach Britton's Hideki Okajima. That's exactly what's going on right now with its Baltimore Orioles ball club. Yes, the jury is still out on this team because as easily as they can start the season off hot, they can have a cold streak. But at some point, how do you say that spring training has carried over into the regular season and this team is for real?
I absolutely agree with you because, let's face it, as nice as a 6-0 as of this podcast, April 11th, 2016, as nice as a 6-0 start is for the Baltimore Orioles, the fans should still demand more. Now, let's be honest. Is a 6-0 start nice for any MLB team? Absolutely no question about it. I mean, take an example out in the National League with the Colorado Rockies. Trevor Story, 7 home runs already in the early part of the season. But you know what? You know what the fans are going to say? Oh, put him in the MVP list already. Oh, put him in the All-Star game already. You know what I say? Let's see how he does by the All-Star break. Let's see how he does when the 162-game season is at its final conclusion.
I mean, I remember the hype that Yasiel Puig, talking about the Dodgers as well, it's another team over there. Yasiel Puig had a lot of hype before the All-Star break, and they were thinking that he should have been in the All-Star game in his rookie year, and people were clamoring for him to be there. Now you don't really hear from Puig so much, but this guy named Story, he's
quite the story.
I was hoping
quite the tale.
I was hoping that you would not say that. I was avoiding it myself because it's been played out ad conundrum and everything like that. And people are talking about that over and over, and they're kind of debating about which is the bigger headline right here. Is it Trevor Story or is it the Baltimore Orioles being the only undefeated team left in Major League Baseball after 6 games?
Yeah, and not to mention, so far they faced two division rivals in the Tampa Bay Rays and the Boston Red Sox, both teams who have better starting pitching than the Baltimore Orioles, on paper, that is.
And no slouch in the Minnesota Twins, either.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you have Brian Dozier out there, who's probably one of the best second basemen, probably next to Jose Altuve. But then again, Ray, we could say the same thing about Jonathan Scope in that company right there with second baseman in the American League.
And we cannot forget, and it fails to be mentioned, that the fact that this guy has continued his trend in spring training, that's one Joey Rickard.
Yes, we definitely have to talk about Joey Rickard and the tale that's going to continue with him as he makes the journey as the Orioles' possibly new leadoff hitter. Also talk about Jonathan Scope, talk about Zach Britton, talk about Chris Tillman and the makeup start that he had this past week as well. So let's go over the scores. Obviously, we know what happened on Monday, April 4th on opening day. The Orioles won 3-2 in a 5-hour game that should have ended in 3 hours, but I digress. So let's start off with the new week. All right, Wednesday, April the 6th, the Orioles defeat the Minnesota Twins 4-2. Yovani Gallardo won his first game as an Oriole, going to 1-0. Gibson, a loser at 0-1. Zach Britton collecting his first save of the season. Thursday, April the 7th, the Minnesota Twins lost one to the Baltimore Orioles. I should say the Orioles beat the Minnesota Twins 4-2 at home, improving to 3-0. Ubaldo Jimenez, Very solid start for Ubaldo Jimenez, improving to 1-0. Hughes the loser at 0-1. Darren O'Day, because Zach Britton pitched the first two games, both very crucial games, Darren O'Day went and collected the save opportunity. O'Day collecting his first save of the season. Friday, April 8th, Orioles faced the Tampa Bay Rays, who are visiting Camden Yards on that day, losing to the Orioles 6-1, Orioles improving to 4-0. Chris Tillman making up his start from opening day just 4 days prior with a solid five-inning effort, improving to 1-0. Archer, the loser. Yep, Chris Archer, that same guy who could be an AL Cy Young candidate by the end of the year.
And also was a candidate for the Orioles to pick up in the offseason.
That's very true. 0-2. And then, of course, Saturday, April 9th, the game was postponed. It'll be made up at a later date.
And that one wasn't postponed just because of rain. I mean, it was rain in the forecast. But because of the rain and the snow that was in the forecast delaying the start, they knew the game was going to be played late. And at that point, we had a freeze warning. And do you want to play baseball in freezing conditions?
No, and I don't think fans want to come out there.
Especially after you got done playing in Florida. You're still fresh off of either Florida or Arizona.
And you had a five-hour opening day with multiple rain delays in between there as well.
Yes, I think they made the right call in postponing that game, because that just would not have been fun for anyone.
Now, Sunday, April the 10th, the Orioles hosted Tampa Bay once again, beating them 5-3. Brad Brock, who pretty much filled in as a long reliever after Vance Worley failed to make it the five innings, improved to 1-0, winning his first game of the year. Odorizzi losing his first game of the year, going 0-1. Zach Britton collecting his second save of the season. Now, as of the recording of this podcast, this game that got done earlier, on Monday, April 11th, the Orioles had their first road game of the season, going to Boston to take on the Red Sox in their own opening day festivities, coming back to beat them 9-7. Brad Brock getting his second win in a row, improving to 2-0. Kimbrel, the closer, losing, going down to 0-1. Zach Britton in a crucial save situation, collecting his third save of the season. Now,
playing spoiler that they are.
Yep. Looking at this team right now with the Baltimore Orioles, before we get the stats and everything, what would you say were the high points and low points so far?
Well, low points aren't very big, but if I were to just go with one low point, it's Pedro Alvarez.
Yeah, I agree right there. In a lineup that seems nearly flawless, Pedro Alvarez as your designated hitter in, what, six games he's played so far, has not produced much whatsoever. I mean, granted, he hasn't struck out every single time that he's been up the plate, but for some reason just can't seem to connect on the long ball. Now, not necessarily his fault, though, because you got to remember, sometimes the pitchers, when they're facing guys like Chris Davis and Mark Trumbo and then Alvarez in a row, they could get selective with some of these guys. And unfortunately, Pedro Alvarez has been a victim of that circumstance right there.
He has been. I blame the fact they made him shave a little bit.
You think so? You think he should cut the beard there?
I mean, I'm not. That's just superstition and everything else like that. But, yeah, he's been the one low point. Now, high points, like I mentioned earlier, Joey Rickard. Good grief, where'd this kid come from? That is a Rule 5 draft pick out of Tampa Bay. The most least hyped signing you could have, a Rule 5 draft pick, out of everything that was happening in the offseason for the Orioles, the Darren O'Day acquisition and the non-acquisition and the acquisition again, the Chris Davis and the are they going to get Chris Davis or are they going to get Cespedes? Which one are they going to get? And then everything else that was happening with their acquisitions, Gallardo, and then all of a sudden, oh, here's this Joey Rickard kid. I'm like, oh, what's he going to be, like a Travis Snyder, or is he going to be like a Ryan Flaherty? Nope, he is now your everyday outfielder that everybody has been looking for this entire time.
My low point as far as a player, you said Pedro Alvarez, and while I agree with you, I'm going to say Michael Gibbons. Now, he's had four appearances so far, and in his last couple appearances has pitched shutout innings, but just got off to a rocky start in his first couple of games, giving up three earned runs, and in those three runs, they were off six hits and 4 1/3 innings, also gave up a home run. But he has rounded out with the strikeouts-to-walk ratio, had 9 strikeouts and 2 walks this week. And his ERA is at 6.23. Now, that could go down over time, but if I had to pick a low point other than Pedro Alvarez, that'd probably be one Michael Gibbons right there out of the bullpen.
I could agree with that, but like I said, we're kind of reaching on that.
Of course.
Every professional ball club has got to face some type of criticism because there's something that they're not doing right that, you know, will stand out to fans. But it's easy to talk about losing when you're actually really losing. It's really hard to talk about losing when you're winning so much, because then you're looking to yourself, it's like, oh, well, you're just a nitpicker. You're just a pessimist. You're not an optimist or anything else that's happening like that. No, we're trying to fill time here, okay?
Yep, absolutely. And let's fill time with these stats here from the last 7 days of Orioles baseball. Starting with offense here, do you know who led the Orioles in batting average this past week, other than Manny Machado and other than Joey Rickard?
It would have to be.
You're going
to
laugh.
I'm going to laugh. It's Nolan Reimold.
Hyunsu Kim.
Oh.
2-for-3 in the Sunday game, including the scoring his first run of his major league career right there, batting a solid .667 for the guy that got mildly booed on opening day.
Hyunsu Kim swagger right there. This guy decided, he's like, okay, I'm not going to go down to the minors. You have to be able to get my permission to send me down to the minors. I'm not going to play in the minors. I'm going to be playing in the majors. I'm going to take up a spot on a 25-man roster. You're just going to have to deal with it. And then he says, look, this is my decision. This is my swagger. I don't want to go down to the minors because this is what I can do. And this is what he's done in the majors. That's an example of wiping the slate clean with with spring training. Hyunsu Kim, terrible in spring training. They wanted to send him down to a AAA ball club. And even though he was not producing, he said, no, I'm going to be a major league, player day one. And he has made the most of it so far.
Yep. But this week, offensively, belonged to your third baseman, Manny Machado, and your first baseman, Chris Davis. Each player hitting 3 home runs. Manny Machado having 4 RBIs. Chris Davis having 7 RBIs. Chris Davis hitting .263, but at the same time getting a couple walks, bumping his on-base percentage to .333.
And the power numbers are there.
Power numbers are there. Money's there. Your money's getting well spent so far.
You know what? .263 is pretty high for Chris Davis, considering there are times when he would bat your girlfriend's weight.
Exactly. Manny Machado, you don't have to worry about the batting average there. He's batting Yokozuna right now, .526. 3 home runs, 4 RBIs, having a double there this past week.
I think Yokozuna, before he died, weighed a good 700.
So Manny Machado has to hit 700 then?
I mean, 526, I think, is what Yokozuna was billed as during his championship run.
Oh, right. Joey Rickard, solid week so far for him, his first week in Major League Baseball, .389, having his first career home run, 3 RBIs, also collected a double, scored 2 runs there. Mark Trumbo, 1 home run, 3 RBIs, batting .316. Also getting 3 runs as well. Jonathan Scope, 1 home run, 3 doubles, 5 RBIs, 2 runs scored, batting .313. Let's see here if I'm leaving anybody out. J.J. Hardy, .231. But, hey, it's a lot better than his batting average was last year. Here's another crazy stat here, Ray. And we're looking at the entire offensive player roster here. There's only one player that did not get a hit, Ryan Flaherty.
Oh, boy.
Yep. So you know what that means?
He's replaced.
Nope. That means the next game Ryan Flaherty plays, he's getting a hit.
Gotcha. So, by the way, Yokozuna was billed at .589.
Okay. All right. So
you were close.
Close.
But I remember reading that he was up to 700 pounds before he died.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Now getting to pitching here. I guess you could say your best pitcher of the week so far, it's actually a tie. It's Chris Tillman and Ubaldo Jimenez, both winning a start this past week. Chris Tillman has 2 starts, and people can make the argument saying, well, the second start was sort of a makeup for opening day. And you know what? I could agree with that, because while it can go down as a second start on the week, both guys pitching 7 total innings, Ubaldo Jimenez, Ray, in his 1 start against the Minnesota Twins, 9 strikeouts, 0 walks allowed. That is the Ubaldo Jimenez we need to see throughout the season.
That is the Ubaldo Jimenez. Sorry to talk over you like that, but Ubaldo Jimenez, that's the one you want to see that's better than Irvin Santana.
Absolutely. You're never going to let that Irvin Santana thing go, are you?
Well, you want to be able to say, well, in terms of long-term value, because that's what you sign with that contract, who is going to be the better player for your ball club overall?
Now, how about this here with Chris Tillman? 1.29 ERA, 1 win so far in 2 starts, 7 innings, 10 strikeouts at 2 walks. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think this is the stat that could have been similar on opening day had it not been for the long rain delay that forced Tillman to relinquish his starting?
Well, Tillman was in fuego. I mean, in
five strikeouts.
In terms of, I mean, he was rolling through those guys. But in terms of if they were to put a limit on him, or if they weren't going to put a limit on him after spring training, he could have went all nine.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Or at least he could have went. Let me see. Yeah, he would have went like. Yeah, he could have went all nine.
How's this for your player of the week though? Darren O'Day in four appearances. Had four scoreless innings, eight strikeouts, two walks, three hits allowed, including one save.
Okay.
I guess that money's well spent so far, right?
Money is well spent. He did get a little bit of crazy on that one game, but overall, he's been solid as well.
All right, so now let's look at the week ahead for the Baltimore Orioles. They got a game on April the 12th and the 13th, both against the Boston Red Sox, games starting around the 7 o'clock hour. Thursday through Sunday, from April 14th through April the 17th, go on a four-game road trip against the Texas Rangers. First three games are at 8:05. The Sunday game is at 3:05. And by the way, Ray, Mike Wright will be making his first two starts of the season scheduled for this coming week. So
there we go. Hype. Get some.